You're listening to His Glory Lives broadcast to tell you Jesus Christ is alive and His glory lives in the believer. We're dedicated to the study of the Word of God and promoting the gospel. Good morning. Today we're discussing Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. Last week we discussed justification, one of the basic doctrines of the Christian church. It is the doctrine that declares us innocent before God. We are justified by the sacrifice that Jesus made upon the cross when we embrace His sacrifice and we accept His sacrifice as our own. We are born again when Christ comes to live in our soul. Therefore, we are made holy before God, and we are fully justified by Him. We are declared innocent. That is accomplished by the grace and mercy of God. It's not something that we have earned or that we deserve, or something that we could work for in order to achieve it. It is the righteousness of Christ that lives in our soul that is imputed to us when we exercise our faith in the gift that God has given to all of mankind in order that they might be saved and be spared from the judgment that is going to be upon the devil and his angels. God did not intend for hell to be for mankind. He intended it to be for Lucifer and all of those angels that followed him in rebellion against God. But because man disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, then the judgment of sin was passed down to every man because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Man was not able to save himself. Therefore, God had to provide a way for man to be saved. And that's when He sent His only begotten Son. What we're going to discuss today is very controversial among many Christians. They want to ignore these verses 18 through 32 of Romans 1. And they want to say that these verses are not applying to the born again or to the Christian because it's talking about the terrible deeds of a wicked person. It's describing the lustfulness that's in the human nature of man to do evil. It lists specifics of what the human heart is capable of doing. Even the born again, because they are still in their humanity, are capable of committing these sins that we're going to discuss today. That's why you hear many times about Christians who were born again, serving the Lord, but they were led away by the lust of their own hearts, that the Scripture says the heart is exceedingly wicked. Who can know it? Paul puts it in the same category as the tongue, that it can't be tamed, and how wicked the tongue is. It has to be brought under control by the power of the Holy Spirit and also by the will of the person who's trying to live for God. So these verses are not just talking about sinners. Any born upon this earth in their natural body are a candidate to commit all of these sins. And many have committed these sins before they were saved. And some have committed these sins after they were saved, and they had to repent and be back in fellowship with God. Why is Paul giving us all this gross details of the sins that are mentioned in our lesson today? We know that Paul's letter to the Romans is to the called of God, the beloved of God, it says in the first part of chapter 1. And this letter is to those who are called to be saints. So we can't ignore what's going on in chapter 1 of Romans. We must beware of these things and not allow them in our life. Just because that we have accepted Christ and we are trying to obey Him does not mean that we have a guarantee against committing these sins if we let our guard down, if we fall away, if we become lukewarm, if we have not studied the Word of God to find the truth, then we can be deceived by these things because man has a natural lust for all of the sins that are mentioned in Romans 1. We're going to discuss also the Ten Commandments today. It's found in Exodus 20 in the King James Version. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Now he's talking to the Israelites who are in the wilderness at this time, and they're given the tables of stone that have the Ten Commandments written on them. The first commandment is in Exodus 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. In verse 6 it says, God shows mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Verse 7 says, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Verse 12 says, To honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Verse 13, Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And after Moses gave them the Ten Commandments, all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Now, the reason that I've read the Ten Commandments today is to let you realize that we as believers believe in the Ten Commandments, do we not? We also know that we can break these Ten Commandments, do we not? Then why do some believers question that Romans chapter 1 is for the believer? They think it's only for the sinners. Well, the Ten Commandments is given to those who believe and also to those who do not believe, so that they may fear God and know what He has commanded. And we're going to read in today's lesson that God is angry with the wicked. He's angry with sin. In one scripture, it says the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. And He doesn't want His people to break His commandments. That's a sign whether we love Him or we don't. Because He said, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, how do we keep these commandments? First of all, we've got to have knowledge of what they are. Second of all, we have to believe in the truth and accept it. We cannot find the truth and then treat it as being unrighteous. God is angry with that. He's angry with those who call evil good and good evil. And we know today that is prevalent in our world. It is really sad to think that the truth has been so distorted that you can't even recognize it anymore. And God is especially angry with that. Ministers, teachers, supposedly of the gospel message, is given a watered-down message, or they've just absolutely distorted the message so much that they've made sin out of it. Now, I'm going to read you Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32 in the King James Version. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Now we know that God's revealed himself when he revealed himself in the wilderness to the Israelites, and we have that record. Paul says, there's no person on the face of the earth who God has not revealed himself to them. They may reject him. They may not want to recognize him or acknowledge him, but all have knowledge of him. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But God revealed himself to him at one time. But he didn't want to acknowledge him, and so he has been turned over to a reprobate mind to believe there's no God. And Paul talks about it here. Verse 20, God reveals it in this way, for the invisible things of him, of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen. He's saying you can just look at creation and see there's a God, that there's an intelligent being that has created these things. It didn't happen by chance. And some of the beauty of the world in his creation, given such detail, has got to be a masterful artist. Life in all of its forms, and the different animals, insects, species, was done by special design for special reasons. God has shown us these things, and they're clearly seen, it says in this verse. They're also understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So he says that man is without excuse. They can't say, well, we didn't know there was a God, because all men are given this knowledge within themselves, according to Paul here. He says they are without excuse because it's clearly seen that there is a higher being that has created these things. In verse 21, Paul says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and neither were they thankful for the things that are around them. But they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now there's the problem right there. This is what Paul's trying to tell us, that it's that foolish heart that was darkened by the sin of Adam that's given all the problems. The heart is exceedingly wicked. Who can know it? It has to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit daily. It has to be put under subjection, because it brings forth all kinds of imaginations. It brings forth all kinds of doubt and unbelief that causes man to not acknowledge God as their creator. They not only will not acknowledge the holy God as their creator, they will make gods to themselves out of wood and stone, all kinds of things that they will imagine to be their God, and not acknowledge the God of heaven. In verse 22, it says, we are capable of professing ourselves to be wise, but yet they have become fools because they've not acknowledged God. Verse 23, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, doing despicable acts one with another that are ungodly. In the Old Testament, when they were worshiping those false gods, that was the way that they worshiped them, through lewd acts and dishonorable acts among themselves in the worship to these stone idols, or whatever it was they were worshiping, especially the idol of Diana. So God gave them up. He said, there's nothing I can do for these people. They're not going to listen to me. They know I exist. They know I made them. I made the earth and all things in it, but they don't want to acknowledge me. They want to make their own God, so they can do the things that they want to do. So what is God to do with this? He gave them up to let them do whatever they wanted to do. And their minds were corrupted that they could not believe the truth. That's what you call a reprobate mind, totally degenerate in their mind. And God has just given them up. What a sad story this is. In verse 25, it says, these people who are given over to a reprobate mind change the truth of God into a lie. And they worshiped and served the creature, themselves, animals, things of this earth, more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, Paul says, for this cause, because they did not want to acknowledge God, they changed the knowledge of God to a lie. He said he gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, which is talking about sexual sins here. And in verse 27, and it says, also the men, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. That's the reason we know it's a sexual indication here, because it talks about the natural acts between a woman and a man, that they left that natural use. And they burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, which means it's not natural, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. What that means is, they did it themselves, and they'll reap what they sow. We read earlier that the wrath of God is against these things. Now, I'm not saying this. The Bible is saying this. But they don't want this. Today, they don't want to hear it. And it's sad to hear. I don't really want to even teach it. But I have to teach it because we all are capable of committing these sins. And someone has got to say what God thinks about it. And here it is in black and white. Now we can accept it, or we can make excuses for it, or we can try to skirt around it. But in the day of judgment, if you want to know how God's going to look at things, this is what he's telling you in Romans 1. In verse 28, he says, and even these reprobates that he's talking about did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They wanted to forget about God. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind so that they could do those things which are not convenient. He gave them over to a reprobate mind where they can believe that wrong is right and right is wrong. We can be rescued from these things. Paul's going to tell us that as we read the book of Romans. But he has to tell us in this first chapter what we're all capable of. He's going to bring us down to the very pits of the awfulness that man can get himself into. And he's going to show us how we can rise above it to the things of God. So we don't want to despair over this, because we have hope. And if we're caught up in these things, we know that Christ loves us. He died for us to save us from these things. We have to have some kind of knowledge of what God is about. He's a holy God. He's not about any of these things. This is what our enemy is about, and we're fighting against him in the power of God. Now let's go on and read verse 29. That these people are filled with all unrighteousness, foolishness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, which means hard to get along with, unmerciful, who know in the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. Without the righteousness of Jesus Christ living in our soul, we cannot fulfill the righteousness that God expects from us. Please pray this prayer with me. Father, we are so thankful for your mercy and your grace. We're thankful, Father, that you've not left man in a fallen condition such as we've just read. That your mercy extends down to the lowest pit to bring us out, Father, and to save us and to make us whole and clean before you, that we may be worthy of the things that you want to give us. We ask, Lord, that you come into our soul, our heart, and our mind to cleanse us. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge to acknowledge you as our God, our Creator. And we worship you today, giving you praise for your love for us. And we ask, Father, that you give us the strength to obey you. And we give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank you for being with us today. And if you don't have a church home, we wish to invite you to All Seasons Worship Center on Highway 35 South in Forest, Mississippi. You can listen to this broadcast again on our website at www.secondredemption.com. That is www.2ndredemption.com, secondredemption.com. Tune in next Sunday at this same time. You can support this broadcast with your prayers and telling others about the program. Thanks for listening. May the Lord bless you in the reading of His Word. It's a heavenly place, and He's leading.